From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com.
No problem here.
The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, it is April 28, 2017, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Sharon and Patrick, Open Phone Friday. We do this every month, every week. God, you know, I just looked at the guest. Man, I got to get to work here. I think we got a problem next month.
This is what happens when you're out dating a bunch of people.
When you're out, oh, God, I need two people. We need two people for next week. Oh, my God, and it's Friday. Oh, my God. Oh, well, this is what happens when you're out taking strange girls out on dates. Oh, boy. Oh, well, I'll figure it out. We do have a good show. Oh, God. Hello.
Maybe a couple of them are talented enough to be on the show as guests.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think so. We do have a great week, you know, beginning next week anyway. If Patrick would do more of his job, Adam Bergstrom will be here on Monday. He'll tell us about the Beaker Boys, where he got that. Dr. Joel Fuhrman, you know him?
Oh yeah.
He's a good one. He's a vegan veg head boy. He's all over it. Mm-hmm. And also then Feeding Your Biome, that's going to be good, Thursday, Andrew Goss. So we need two more guests. When I just heard or saw that John Mackey has a new book out, President of CEO, I'll email John today and see if he'll come on the show.
That would be nice.
What do you say? I think he did it with a couple of doctors. It's about like Whole Foods, you know, Whole Foods. You know what I mean? 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I think Adam has something about color. Dogs see in color. All right.
Okay.
So I'm glad. Maybe no red and orange, but they do see in color. You know, one thing I think they do also see, now this is just my theory, so I don't know, but I believe that dogs see, auras.
Oh, auras.
Yeah. I think they see auras.
I think
a lot of animals see auras. And the aura changes in color depending on the soul's evolution, you know, how aware they are, how mean they are or how kind they are. It lightens up. That's the way it works. If someone is a very dark kind of a soul, kind of a, who's the guy that used to kill people in their basement, you know?
Oh.
Like Hannibal Lecter or something like that. Right. The aura would be very dark, you know, very dark.
And I think children have this too.
Oh, yeah. And we all have that ability. We've just kind of lost it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We should all see this. Saints and Jesus, they always show the aura around their head, right? And remember the holy cards in Catholic Church?
I didn't grow up Catholic.
Well, in Catholic Church, we had holy cards. So these were little cards that they would have a picture of Jesus or Mary or Joseph, and they were a little card. It was a cute little picture of them, right? Kind of like we have pictures of...
Like a little baseball card.
Kind of like, yeah. Of course, you didn't trade them or spin them, you know, like that. But they always had the halo. You know, that's the aura. That's the aura around their head. Yeah. That's how they do that. Okay. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. Chart of the variation of selenium content in Brazil nuts. Oh, we got a whole chart. Hey, Lynn, put that in your show notes, and we'll put that on the show page. That's amazing. Can't you just imagine going to the hippie food store and saying to the person, you know, who's about 16 years old with rings in their nose, hey, are these Brazil nuts from Brazil? Good luck with that. Mr. I don't know. What do you, what can I do for you? What? Brazil? Well, they're Brazil nuts.
Are there just Brazil trees in Brazil? Or?
Oh, I don't know. But
they have to be other places if you can get them from.
Yeah. There's Brazil nut trees, obviously, around the world. And Lynn says they have different selenium content depending on where they're born.
I just wonder how they got the name Brazil nuts.
Because probably they're indigenous. How do you say the word?
Indigenous
to Brazil. I just made that up too, so don't go by what I'm saying here. Hi, Patrick. Just wanted to make sure you mention your Dr. D. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed this one. Ed writes in, just wanted to make sure that you mentioned to Dr. D that the castor oil worked like a charm on my 8-centimeter kidney stone. Don't know if you're alive or not. I sent you 3 photos. Did I tell you that story?
No.
This fellow, you know, I love it when people send me photos of what comes out of their butt. It's great, you know. It's just one of the perks here at One Radio Network. You get these pictures.
Comes out of their butt. I thought he said it was a kidney stone.
Well, that's where they come out, though.
They come out of your urethra, kidney stone.
Oh, sorry. Do they?
Yeah, they wouldn't come out of your butt.
Yeah, what am I thinking? You sure?
Kidney stone comes out of your pee.
Oh, so the stone actually comes out of your urethra thing?
Your urethra, which is why a lot of people can't pass them, and they're so...
How
incredible.
Would you get that out of there? I mean, 3...
Well, that's why men, it's like a going into labor.
They
say that the pain is terrible, and I've seen people with kidney stone pain, and it's just awful.
Is it the pain that it's coming out or it's in the kidney?
The pain is when it dislodges from the kidney and it starts traveling down.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it comes out, the urethra. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
How that pumpkin's going to get out of there? That little hole's not that big, is it?
Oh, a kidney stone?
No, I mean the little urethra passageway.
It's not that big. That's why it's in these little jagged stones.
Oh, I see.
Scraping the inside of the urethra as it's coming.
18 centimeters. He measured it. He actually
said, it can't be a kidney stone. Not 18 centimeters. 18 centimeters is what, like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 inches? Isn't 2.5? Something centimeters with...
Okay, let's ask Dr. Google. Don't use yours because I don't want you opening your tabs. Centimeters to inches, right, is what we want to do, right?
Maybe he's talking about a gallstone.
No, he's definitely said kidney stone. Twice he said kidney stone. So if we've got centimeters, what do you say? It was...
2.4 or something like
18
that.
18 centimeters. So I got the little conversion chart here. 18 centimeters... equals, that can't be right. 7 inches. Nah. That'd be like having twins. No. That's not happening. So he's got 18 centimeters. So that's not right. Because it says right here, 18 centimeters is 7 inches.
He showed you a picture of it. What did it look like?
Well, I mean, he actually had it, and I don't know if I can find it. Well, let me see if I put it in Dr. Daniel's file. Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Okay. He's got it. A picture of it that's... Whoa. What? He's got a picture of it up against a ruler. Mm-hmm. And it's a gruesome looking thing. But it's 1 centimeter. Not 18.
Well, maybe it's 1.8. But still, that couldn't be a kidney stone, I don't think. No, I don't think
okay.
That'd be
I can make a comment on the next show, but would like to download some photos if possible. I'm forwarding the photos of this kidney stone so you can see this thing. It was really unbelievable that this thing passed within 24 hours after I drank an 8th cup of castor oil, as suggested by Dr. Daniels, and this thing gave me problems for 2 months. I think he put the turpentine in there too, didn't you, Ed? Did you add the turpentine too? I don't know if he's listening, but he's got a. Well, let me send this to you and see if I'm reading this thing right.
Yeah,
okay, Sharon.
Yeah, whatever. Make it.
I'm going to send it to Lynn too, because you know, because she's not on the air and she can look at this thing carefully. Is this 1 centimeter? That's what it looks like on the ruler. I'm sending it to both. Oh man, now my email thing's not working.
Maybe he meant millimeter, because stones are measured in millimeters anyway.
Are they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Way beyond my pay grade. Okay, I need to close this a second. Let me just do this. I've got to do something and make this thing work. Every now and then my little... Okay. Thunderbird, I got to close it. Oh, processes. Okay, there I am. Thunderbird. Oh, there it is. Now if I end the process... Ruben taught me this. I've been the task manager. I'm becoming such a geek. Now, if I end the process and start it, the email thing should work. I'd like to send you guys this thing and just see what you say. Come on the show. Join us. We're just being silly. What is your story? I mean, we have all these stories. What's your story? 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Okay. I'm going to try to forward this to Sharon and Lynn and see what they think about Ed's kidney stone. I'm going to forward it to Adam, too. Because Adam's listening. We'll get the whole gang in on this guy. We got the whole team here. Let's see if his email's going to work. Come on. It's not going to work. Probably not going to work till I reboot, so much for that. I just have to let that go. My computer's not behaving this morning. All right. Sorry. Okay, let's see. Maybe he met millimeters on the kidney stones.
That's
what Sharon has just said, yeah.
Yeah, it's millimeters.
It's got to be millimeters. 18 millimeters.
It's probably... I doubt if it would... Well, I don't know. 18 millimeters is still quite large.
Let me do millimeter 2 inches.
For a kidney stone.
So we got a millimeter. I'm going to do 18. I got it.
The average size of a kidney stone.
Well, here it is. Well, maybe. Yeah, this kind of looks right. 18 millimeters is 0.7 inches. That's pretty big. That couldn't come out your little pee thing, could it? Is that possible?
The average, yes. It's usually 3 to 4 millimeters wide.
Oh, yeah,
the larger the stone, the less chance it will pass on its own and longer it will take. The average ureter is 3 to 4 millimeters wide.
So how he couldn't have got that thing out of there, yeah, being five times more. But he sure sent the picture, so he sent the picture.
Well, I guess if he did, boy, I wouldn't have wanted to be in that room with him when that was passing.
Yeah. Man. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Adam says the soil determines the amount of selenium in Brazil nuts. Not one atom of selenium in the soil means not one atom of selenium in the nut. A Brazil nut doesn't require selenium at all, yet if selenium is in the soil, a Brazil nut sucks it up like gangbusters.
Hmm.
All right. Okay. So can they grind up a selenium Brazil nut and a Peruvian Brazil nut in a lab, the Beaker Boys, and tell you how much selenium, or are they just making that up, Adam Bergstrom? That's what I want to know. Are they just making it up? Can the Beaker Boys do that? Can you grind up a Brazil nut and tell you how much selenium's in there? I'm sure Mike Adams can, but I don't know if the other guys can do it. Sorry, Mike. Okay. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. My goodness. All right. So somebody called during Dr. Daniels, or sent an email to Dr. Daniels' show and asked her if facial exercises, or also known as face yoga, works to keep you younger looking. She said no. I will strongly disagree with the good doctor. And they do work.
Why did she say that?
I don't know. I didn't question it because I wasn't going to get into a thing about it with her. Well, a lot of times guests say stuff that I disagree with and I just don't say anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you have muscles in your face.
Of
and if
course.
You exercise them like you exercise the muscles in your body, I
of
don't
course.
See where that would be.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Plus, you taught me that one. And it's just, it's amazing to keep your little neck without any wrinkles and stuff. What's that one?
No, there's a lot of different ones.
But that one that you taught me where you put your head all the way back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? All the way back mm-hmm. as far as you can. And you put your lower jaw out. And you
yeah.
do it like you're biting an apple, right? Like mm-hmm. this, like.
Mm-hmm.
You do mm-hmm. that puppy 25 times, a couple times a day. And your neck
yeah,
will look look like you're 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody says that stuff doesn't work, well.
I just don't know why she would say that.
Well, because, you know, she's kind of got this idea, you have the guts to be beautiful, that all the beauty comes from the inside. So she sometimes can get just
well,
like,
then why would it doesn't make any sense? Because you have people like Peter Ragnar that has a body of, you know, a 30-year-old man. And he's probably up in his 70s. But why is it so great? It's because he works out his muscles.
That's right. Look at my little body.
When you work out the muscles, yeah. it youthens you somewhat. So why wouldn't youth, you know, working out the muscles in your face do the same thing? A muscle's a muscle, no matter where it is.
Yeah, my face may look like older than, you know, older than 35, right? But if you could do me from the neck down, my body, it looks like it's a 25-year-old, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just looks like it. So, and I think it's just because I'm moving. I'm not bragging, but it's just because you move, you know? I've been rebounding, 30
right.
years?
Yeah.
Right? You just move. I take walks and I move.
Yeah.
And I don't think your body doesn't have to get all crumply.
Yeah.
All crumply saggy. It just doesn't, you know? It just doesn't. You know, once again, I'm not... You know, it's just evidence-based medicine is all I can tell you. I mean,
mm-hmm.
evidence-based medicine. Okay, let's see. What else we got here? Pharmaceuticals, Adam says, are now being manufactured as new molecular entities. Oh, they got a new name for it too. I like this. And isn't it great how they come up with this stuff? Sure. New NMEs. So these are nanoparticle drug delivery systems. Wow. Using lipid-based nanocarriers.
Ooh. That doesn't sound good,
does it? I don't know what it means, but I don't want any part of it. Pharmaceuticals are now being manufactured as new molecular entities. NMEs, nanoparticle drug delivery systems, using lipid-based nanocarriers. Man, they're going to take this thing, aren't they, to as far as they can with this stuff, aren't they?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, be aware. Be aware, be square. I believe we will all, Scott writes an email, end up like the Jetsons, food grown in domes, flying around in little air jets, because we can't breathe the air. The food will be for the brain. Food will be for the brain because the bodies will be like robots.
Oh, that's a lovely.
That's a lovely scenario. Gosh, brighten up my day. You know? Then you got Elon Musk and these guys. You know, I don't know what Elon's smoking, but whatever it is, you know, I sure like some. I mean, they're all getting all giddy about going to Mars, and even President Trump, he's talking about going to Mars, and, you know, I think they just make this stuff up because it sounds good, but who cares? You know, why don't you go to Detroit?
Right.
Help some kids,
in
man.
Chicago.
They're killing each other in Detroit, and they don't have any food, and they don't have any good grocery stores in their neighborhood, and they don't have schools, and they're all on drugs. Why don't you go there?
Well, the grass is always greener on the other
so
side.
So why go to, you know, why go to the moon and come on. Get a grip.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just absurd. Sorry, but, you know, don't get me started. It's stupid.
I agree.
I mean, what's...
All that money that they put
yeah,
into...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and energy and arguing, and it's, come on, man. So I don't know what these guys like Zuckerberg and Tesla guy or Elon Musk and Bill Gates. Maybe when you get really rich, you get really stupid.
It could be.
You think money just makes you stupid? No wonder I'm so smart.
People. Yeah, no, I think I've probably some of the wisest people I've ever known were very poor.
Or just, you know, they get along together.
Uneducated.
Right. I mean, it just doesn't even make sense to have some of these people.
Like, the more you know, the more stupider you get.
Yeah, the more you think you know. As Mark Twain said, it's not what you don't know that's a problem. It's what you know that just ain't so.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what you know that just ain't so. Trump on being president. This is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier. Poor Donald. He's having a hard time. God love him. He really, you know, you can imagine a type A type like Donald Trump, right? He gets in the Oval Office. He probably works 18 hours a day now, right? And so he's getting beat around by every contingency from every part of the planet.
$325,000.
What's that been?
For the little bit of income.
$425,000, but he's not even taking his income, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no wonder. Working for free.
He's working for free. Huh. So check this out. Oh, Secretary Tillerson, you know, his main Secretary of State, he's at the UN saying the United States cannot stand idly by. Boy, it sounds like they want to do something with this Kim Jong, what's-his-face. Oh. Isn't that terrible? I mean, and you know what's interesting to me is we don't even know if any of this stuff you see about Kim Jong, who's-his-face, is even true. It all comes through the media. It all comes through the mainstream media. How would you know if any of it is true?
Right.
You wouldn't know if any of it is true. They could be making it all up.
Yeah, well.
You know, this guy could be a monk or something. You know what I mean? He could be a monk and, eating macroneurotic food and taking care of his people. And they can tell you whatever they want. Who knows? They don't let reporters in there.
I don't really know how they get the news of what's going on.
Well, they just make it up. That's how they get it.
Because you can't. It seems like anyone who's ever crossed the border has been put in some kind of.
That's right. I mean, I'm sure the guy could be in that case. You know, he could be in that case. But but I mean, how would you know? Do you have private photographers at the Kim Jong Un house? Because they claim he just sits around and watches porno movies. How do they know that? Really? Have you seen these stories about this guy?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. But I mean, you know, Sharon, it's no different. I mean, when we were kids, you wouldn't believe the stories that were out about, what was the guy's name? Khrushchev.
Oh, yeah, but
and Russia, you know, they just made stuff up.
All we have to do is look at what's going on in our own country because we demonized, we demonized they or whomever.
The boys.
Demonized Gaddafi.
Right.
They took him out. Well, you know, we've done the same with Trump and Clinton. You're always going to have one side that thinks the other side is just absolute pure evil, you know?
Sure.
And the other side's going to think that they're, you know, some kind of savior. So maybe we just need to butt out of what's going on in other places.
I think you're right. I'm with you. I vote for you. Butt out. Yeah. Here's a great spirit.
Just let their people deal with it. You know, if the people don't like Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is, they need to all band together and overthrow him.
Oh, but you know, the interesting thing, what I hear, I don't know if it's true about North Korea, that it's kind of a spiritual thing with them. This has been in this family, I think, 3 generations. So they're kind of like, God appointed, kind of like the kings used to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the 4th, 5th century, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like King Henry and those dudes, mm-hmm. they all said they were appointed by God, right? And
right.
The reason they got the job is because their dad got it, and they passed it on because they were all, this is God's will. You know, that's how they floated this whole thing, yeah. Right? And so I think that's what they do in North Korea as well. That these are kind of like spiritual teachers, but also the dudes, you know, that sit around and watch porn and, you know, don't give you any food. Yeah, it's pretty rough country, I hear, but who knows? Well, I just don't know why there's any upside to him to be poking the United States in the eye with these so-called threats that they're going to blow us up. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. Why would he do that? What's the upside?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? China, mm-hmm. who's their biggest trading partner, sends them their oil. Without China, they don't get any oil. China's threatening to cut off their oil unless the guy chills out. Why would he do it? I mean, unless he just wants to act like a big shot for his people, which I guess, you know, I guess dictators do that, you know.
Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it? It's kind of fun. I enjoy kind of watching it. It's pretty interesting.
Power is a kind of a dangerous, it's just, I don't know.
It's a dangerous thing. Yeah, it's a dangerous thing. Actually, I think getting rid of toenail fungus is much more important, but you know, that's just me. All right, let's take a break here.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Click on the One World Way banner ad right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Previously, Dr. Richard Massey talks about colostrum.
When you get certain vaccines, you get leaky gut from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, we're all born with leaky gut, big holes in our gut, but there's no poop in there because we haven't been eating in the womb, right? And so nature's vaccination program is to get mama's colostrum, which has all the immune factors in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the gut is wide open. It's got leaks in it. So this colostrum can come through like an injection. When it does, the leaky gut closes.
So that's why the colostrum we take helps seal the gut.
It seals the leaky gut. But people who are vaccinated tend to have chronic leaky gut because the gut is waiting for the real thing. So people's guts are open like, hey, when is the real stuff coming in?
Can the cow stuff do it?
The cow stuff does it as well.
Oh, it does.
So you put those immune factors in with colostrum before eating meals. Mm-hmm. It goes in. It's nature's vaccination program. It closes the leaky gut. Then your autoimmune stuff goes down. Your food allergies go down. Wonderful stuff happens.
Thanks, Doc. We love this product. Colostrum, lots of different sizes to choose from. It's a great product. Click and order colostrum. Any of the Sir Thrival links, it's right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. You know, we often use the term evidence-based medicine, which is kind of like trial and success. You know, you just try something and see what happens to you, which is what we're all learning how to do more and more and more and more and more, and we don't have to listen to anybody else what they say. You know, you might hear somebody like Dr. Massey say that, or myself, or Daniel Vitalis, and they say, okay, well, I trust these guys, and I'm going to try it. And then you see for yourself, and you know, that's where the goal is. And then that's where the good stuff is. And you go, wow, yeah. But I will tell you my experience. If you have anything a little bit uncomfortable down below, whether it be stomach and or intestines, you know, just something, you know, rumbling or I don't know, you know, we eat some foods and so many emotions kind of go straight down for some reason. It's an evolutionary thing into stomach and colon and small intestines. You just do some of this colostrum with just a little bit of warm, really clean water and sip on that baby and take your time. And boy, it just soothes things just like almost like a mom's milk. You know what I mean? It's really a beautiful product. Any of these Thrival links where you get the pine pollen, elk velvet antler, shaga and the reishi, and the colostrum from any Thrival link on our website.
In this country, the sulfur levels have been dropping. There was an alarm that went out to the Congress, and this was in 1932 or 34 when this big warning came out. Mineral quantities have been dropping in the U.S. for quite a while, and especially as farmland got worn out. Notable of things was the sulfur. And if you had been eating high sulfur foods all of your life, you may be getting enough sulfur, but we're not. And the sulfur content in foods is way low. And really, you need sulfur. The number one thing that sulfur does is it detoxifies the cells.
Thank you, George. George Altgelt on a previous show. He's a biologist, chemist, and knows a lot about agriculture. The number one thing, he says, is sulfur detoxifies the cells. This is pure sulfur. Very few of them are. Three prices, three locations, United States, Canada, and worldwide. Click and order. See the ad right-hand side on OneRadioNetwork.com.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
If you knew that you would die today, you saw the face of God and love, would you change? Would you change? If you knew that love can't break your heart, when you're down so low you cannot fall, would you change? Would you change? How bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction, what cause and effect makes you turn around, makes you try to explain, makes you forgive and forget, makes you change.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
And every Friday, Sharon and Patrick, that's moi, Sharon is there and you're here. We do Open Phones Friday. Is this going to be the only Open Phones ever where we've never had a call? I mean, or is it something that we said or...
No, what happens is at the end of the show when we're getting ready to sign off.
Yeah, then
that's when people start calling.
Everybody calls.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, well, that's the way it usually is.
Well, and just to let you know, I do have to leave in 20 minutes.
So. You got to leave in 20 minutes? Really?
I put my daughter up at a class.
I see. So
I'm sure the callers will call in about a minute before I leave.
Really? Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably stick around for a little while just because it's fun. I wanted to mention the thing about the fleas. So, you know, I've been real careful. We had a very, very mild winter. And, you know, with fleas, if you don't really stay on top of them, it can be a problem, right? And so I got these little flea lights, which are so cool. Don't we have them in the store? Did you put them in? Yeah, I think you did. In our store?
If not, I'll put them in. I'll try to get them in there if they're not in there.
Anyway, these are little lights you plug in and if you have doggies, and they're just great, and they have this little sticky paper, and they're are they in there?
Yeah.
Okay. I got about five or six of them around the house, and they catch fleas, but she doesn't have anything on her. I use my flea comb and look real careful, and so it's really pretty cool. Now her immune system is good and real good, and I also use a thing called Wonderside, which is a cedar-based thing. I'll spray that on her a couple times a week, but she's in the creek, so that doesn't stay. So I really think it's an immune system thing. Anyway, so she doesn't have it. So we went to the vet, what was it, a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, because I wanted to just check her to see if she's got any heartworms. Because rather than do heartworm medicine, I would just rather I don't know. This first time I've done it is you can do it every few years, whatever. It's just a little quick, a little blood test, and they can tell you if she's got it, the dog's got any heartworms. And they also test for about four other little bugs that the Beaker Boys came up with. Who knows if they're real? I don't know. They could just be terrorists that they make up or something. But anyway, so she was totally clear, which is great. But he was trying to find a little vein in her leg to because you just got to stick it in there to get some blood. It's very pretty easy. We're just sitting there holding her, and he said, "Oh, well, look at she's got a flea here." Well, she didn't have a flea until you went to the vet. Huh.
Well, probably it was a flea that was in the room.
Well, sure, and that was the whole point. I mean, it's like a hospital. I mean, you catch stuff going into these places. I mean, sure. Could you imagine how many fleas are running around your vet's place with, you know, 500 dogs going through there every day? If you don't think they got fleas in there, yeah, one jumped on her. Oh. And I went home. I said, you know, Doodle, I don't see any fleas here. And I just went through a little flea comb very carefully. I didn't see a one. So, I don't know. You just got to be careful. You got to make sure you know where you go, you know?
Yeah.
Where you let your kids go, right?
It's just no different than any doctor, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to stay healthy, stay away from doctors. Isn't that what Dr. Beagleson said?
That's what she said. Dr. Beagleson?
Remember Dr. Harvey Beagleson?
Yeah. We should get Harv on the show again, man.
He's funny.
I used to know... He is a right-hand person. Maybe I'll put his... I got a whole list of people we should invite. I just haven't invited them. Oh.
It's
a problem.
You've been out dating.
but see, I do my list, though, Sharon, so I'm doing good. Hey, you know, I did... I got your email 3 or 4 days ago when you said this lady is really cool. Carolyn Miss? Mice? Remember that?
I just loved the video that she did.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Talk was wonderful that she did. Did you listen to it?
I did not, but I know of her, and I interviewed her a year ago. What was she talking about?
She was just, it was just a whole, looking at health a whole different way, and
yeah,
you missed the video. It was amazing.
See if we can get her on. I think it's Miss or Mice, something like that. Yeah, I talked to her years ago, maybe 20 years ago. She's been around. So here's an email. The pain from kidney stones is definitely like labor. The stones are really jagged, and they can get really large for some people. For kidney, liver, and other stones, a relative took a product called Stone Free. It made of herbs and is from a company called Planetary Herbal. She had gallstones. They wanted to operate. She took the Stone Free, passed a bunch of stones. It was feeling a lot better. Went back to the doctor. He said the gallbladder was enlarged, removed it. Couldn't believe that they talked her into the surgery. Quite the religious belief, huh, Linda? Detroit doesn't have very good grocery stores, but they have more community gardens than any other city. Oh, the residents are more aware than they're given credit for. Well, that's great. Good. They do community gardens, and I guess they have to. They don't have any real stores there to buy food.
Yeah. Well, it could be that the people end up healthier than, you know, than you would if you were wealthy, maybe.
Yeah,
You're actually eating good food.
Yeah. Stone Free, I guess that's probably got that stuff called, that herb, what is it, Stonebreaker?
Yeah.
Let me go.
I don't know which herb that is.
That's a thing that's supposed to break up kidney stones.
I mean, is there another name for it?
I don't know. Adam, what's the best thing, Adam's listening, what's the best thing if you think you've got gallstones, what would you do? Gallstones. Yeah, Planetary Herbal's Stone Free. Let's see what it's made out of. I bet it's got that Stonebreaker stuff in there. Oh, it doesn't give you the ingredients. Amazon will do it. Stone Free. It's like Born Free, remember that? Born Free. Product details. Ingredients. Here it is. Okay. Dandelion root, turmeric, parsley, ginger, lemon balm, marshmallow, licorice, marshmallow. It doesn't even have that Stonebreaker in there. I'll be done. There's an herb called Stonebreaker. I forget the name of it. Bladder rack, maybe. I used to know the name of that. I used to remember it. So, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, can you How do you croak test gallstones without doing the gall flush thing? I'd like to know that. A very large kidney stone can often pass without help. Reflexology assists, just like cervix dilating for childbirth. Oh, okay. If I could send you, I see I can't, my email is not working. I can't send you guys this picture, so we'll just kind of go with the flow here. All right. The Beaker Boys, writes Adam, grind up a Brazil nut or any other part of the tree and find the exact amount of every atomic element in the periodic table. Mining corporations routinely do it to find out what precious metals are in local soils. No. So that's what the Beaker Boys do. Mm-hmm. Good for them. So I guess they're accurate. It's good to know. Let's see what else we got here. Dear Patrick, have you heard of cranial sacral therapy? I'm sending you an article. Thought you will enjoy it. It's really great. I heard it's great for all kinds of back insomnia, TMJ. Yeah, it's really good. I've done it before. I go to this one lady every now and then. It's also done by DOs, or doctors of osteopathy. Real docs that actually do it too, if you can believe it. But then many people are trained in cranial sacral. And Dr. Gerald Smith, who we had on a couple weeks ago, he's a cranial sacral guy. And it's pretty amazing. They sit behind you and they work on the energetics of your brain and your jaw. And it's the real deal, as long as you have somebody that knows what they're doing. You know, just don't, you have to, I would, you know, ask the person how long they've been doing it, where they were trained, to make sure you don't waste your money, because you can go to people, you know, that do a cranial sacral course on YouTube, you know, for 2 weeks and say, oh, I'm a cranial sacral, you know, just like people call themselves nutritionists or whatever, right? Be careful. But if you find somebody really good, I think it'd be worth the time and the money to do that. Yes, yes, yes. Cranial sacral. I love Dr. Beagleson, writes an email. I bought his book, Doctors Are More Harmful Than Germs, after listening to him on your show. I would love to hear more about the dental therapy he briefly mentioned. It was some kind of technique to widen the palate. Yeah, man, we should get him on to talk about that again. But that kind of went under my radar, I didn't explore it, but that's a big deal if you can do that. Do you remember that? Yeah, I do. He said the best doctor to get would be a manual osteopath, but I can't find one anywhere. Yeah, so it's kind of in line with what we're just saying. There are some really good DOs out there that do this cranial sacral, a manual osteopathy. They do the work with the body, and they don't do drugs, and they're really cool. There's not a lot of them out there. You got to be careful. But if you could find one, yeah, they're the. If you want to go to a doctor, boy, that's the best one to go to. Isn't that curious, Sharon, that there's a whole branch of medical doctors, doctor of osteopathy, that have a whole other viewpoint on health than MDs?
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember when Dr. Grasso was on the show?
Oh, yeah. Is he a DO? Remember? Is he a DO?
He's a DO. And that was one of our. That was one of our most popular shows at the time. Remember,
I want to get him back on.
That actor tweeted out show.
Yeah.
John Cusack.
Our favorite, one of my favorite guys, John Cusack, he somehow heard that show and he tweeted out. John Cusack tweeted out that show and he had a kabillion hits.
Yeah, that was great.
So let's do it again. Maybe John will hear this one. Grasso? I'm going to write that down.
Grasso, remember he was in the same practice as Lena Garcia, that dentist.
Oh, is he up there in Chicago?
Yeah, I think that they're friends, and that's how we met him, was through her.
Maybe I could call up there today and get him on next week. I need a guest.
Yeah, he was really good. He was really good.
The Beaker Boys are accurate, Adam said, but they lie a lot to the public. Oh, so they can do it with their beakers, but then they'll just make up whatever. Yeah. Yeah, Shankha Piedra, thanks. That's the herb I was looking for. Shankha Piedra, which is the stone breaker herb. Oh, I want to tell you, you want to hear a liver story? You're going to love this liver story? Oh, man, this is so fun. I love liver stories. Okay. Adam, listen up to this. You're going to love this one, Adam. So The other night, 4 or 5 nights ago, I was having this dream experience where I was really angry with somebody. And I don't recall, I wrote it down, I have it downstairs, but I don't have that in front of me, but I don't recall exactly what I was angry about, but I was really angry, right? I was really going for it. But it was good, I was expressing the anger and all that. So it was cool. So I wake up, which I generally do after an important dream, you know, I'm on a short leash with my teacher. Wake up, Patrick, write it down, go back to sleep, you can do it. Okay, so that's what I do. Anyway, so I wake up, and I have this pain in my liver like, whoa.
Oh.
Really? It's in my liver. It's right there. I mean, right. I know where my liver is, you know? Right there. This pain was like, whoa. Something I hadn't felt ever, years, ever. I don't know if I ever felt. So I get up. I go. I was going to get some water, do something, because it really hurt. You know, but it was, I knew it was cool. I knew I wasn't going to die or anything, but it was pretty interesting. And I connected right up with the anger. So I knew what was going on, right, with the anger liver, you know, Chinese medicine thing. So I get up, check this out. You know what time it was?
What?
3:20.
Is that liver time?
Well, not only liver time, but it's exactly liver time. Because, see, a liver time is 1 to 3, right? Mm-hmm. Right? 1 to 3 a.m. And the cleansing time is exactly 2. So you build up the liver 1 to 2 a.m. and you cleanse it 2 to 3, correct?
Okay.
Right? 1 hour each time for each organ has 2 hours, right? Mm-hmm. Liver time 1 to 3. Chronobiotic nutrition and my solar time is exactly, I wish I had the music. What is that? Twilight Zone music. 3:20 is exactly liver time cleansing, 2 p.m., 2 a.m.
That's pretty wild.
See, because 3:20, because of daylight savings, you already lose an hour. So you go back to solar time as 2:20, correct? Because, see, you spring forward, so it's not 3, it's really 2 solar time, correct? Because we sprung forward. So you're already an hour off. And then if you look on solar timing or SunSync, wherever that thing is, which I never can remember, and I am 20 minutes ahead in Dripping Springs. 20 minutes.
That's wild.
I know. Now, you can't make this up. It was exactly solar time, liver for my liver, and I woke up.
So I wonder what was causing it.
What was causing it?
Was it this anger that it was the anger that you were feeling or what?
No, what it was I was detoxing some anger out of my liver.
Oh, I see. Okay.
See what I mean? So then I detoxed it in the dream state, which is real, and then it's right there in your liver, and then you're detoxing, and you wake up right at liver time when the liver says, time to clean.
I see. Okay, I got it.
Isn't that cool? Got it. Now, how is it possible? See, this is what really do the Twilight Zone music and why you know that God is cool. How is it possible that spirit and soul can do all this stuff at the exact time combined with your body and it all knows exactly what each other is doing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That'll make your head explode.
Very intelligent. We just need to listen to it more often.
That's right. And it's all going on now, and that's why I can do it. You know, it's just, wow. Adam, isn't that a great story? I'm going to write about that. I've already put that in my book. I mean, that's just amazing. 3:20, liver time. Boom, wake up, anger. Okay, liver. I don't know what I would do without my dream life. I would probably be really bored. I'd probably be on crack or something, you know. Okay, here's another one. Morning, y'all. Okay, why am I so tired in the morning? I do my colostrum and my pine pollen. I do my sulfur. I will eat my nuts and fruit in the morning, but I just want to lay down and take a nap. I get 6 to 7 hours sleep at night. I take thyroid and I take Edgar Cayce's iodine. Just don't have any giddy up and go. Blood work was okay. Any thoughts to wake me up? Nancy. Well,
I wonder how active Nancy is during the day.
Well, I think if I see this email, I think this is Nancy. Isn't this Nancy on the farm with the cows?
Len's friend?
I think so. So I would suspect if you're out punching cows, you're pretty active, you know. You're toting water and
right.
You know, by shoveling hay and whatever else you do out in the farm.
Maybe she's too overworked.
Oh, too overworked. Not possible. Well, I guess it is. But you sleep well, Nance? I mean, do you sleep well? Do you dream? Do you really get some good sleep? Do you wake up like energy? Maybe you're just not, you're really not getting into the REM kind of sleep.
Yeah.
And you're not really charging back up. Yeah. Not sure about that one, what I would do with that. Well, I would start, what I would do, if I was in this, remember that there's always a way, and even if you don't know what the way is, not one world way, there's always a way. So what I would do, Nance, is I would start writing a little thing every day, 10 times a day, is something like, and you can make up your own, Divine Spirit, my angels, whoever, Jesus, whoever your main squeeze is healing, if you want to do that, healing my no giddy up challenge I have, or something like that, right? You could do that. And or you can say, you know, I'm Spirit is telling me exactly what my low giddy up is so I can address the cause, you know, something like that. And if you write that every day, I guarantee you, you'll start to get some information from anybody, your husband, the guy at the gas station, a radio show on the radio, something, somebody recommends a book, something to take you to that next step so you can start to figure this out. So that's what I would always do if I was in that position. I have no idea, is say, Spirit is healing my liver, or Spirit is doing this, whatever you care to do. And so, see, that way you always have something you can do and you're just not sitting there going, I don't know. Does that make sense here?
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. First time today I made sense. All right, so you got to go. It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I got to go. Well, see everyone soon.
Okay. And as soon as I get my email thing, I'll probably have to reboot my computer and I can get all these emails up too, because I know you put them in. Sweetie, yeah, thanks for everything. Take care.
We'll
talk this weekend. Okay. All right. So that's what I would do. This writing these things down, very, very powerful. Very powerful. Very powerful. Very powerful. You can do with anything. Anything whatsoever. You can use it as a healing thing, or you just want to get information, or you just want to know what the lesson is. Whatever you want to say that's comfortable to you, and you write it down 10 times a day, and you just do that, and I can guarantee you that after a short period of time, you're gonna come up. Something's going to come in your state of consciousness, and it could come in many ways. So just be open to come in many ways, and you'll get the information. It's God's cool. You know, a divine spirit is within each of us, and you don't. This is not a religious thing. This is not an Ekinkara thing. This is just the way it is. This is the way it is. You know, this is every spiritual path, regardless of what it is, has taught this from the beginning of time, of the Holy. Some Catholic call it the Holy Spirit. There's all different names for it, but it's all the same thing. It's the sound and light of God, which is how God expresses itself here in the lower worlds. And you can connect right up with that spirit and work from that standpoint and bypass a lot of mental stuff, which is what I recommend. But if you know, whatever way you choose, whatever religion, whatever path you've got, it's cool and it works and it's good. And just keep doing it until you get bored or you're not getting anywhere, and then move to the next one. That's just the way it works. None are better than the others because they're all in their rightful place at the rightful time. Every religion known to man is all stemmed from truth, right? All stems from what is. They've all come from what is. There's no, you know, they're all come from the same source, what you might call God, whatever that is. So they're all teaching kind of the same thing. Some are more clear than others. Some have teachers that can help more than others. They're all different, but they're all there for a reason. So you can do, you know, you can sing the hue like I teach you. You can read this little book that I offer you about soul if you want. And you don't have to believe anything. You don't have to change your religion. You could just do some little exercises and maybe you'll see some things that, wow, I've never seen that before. If you'd like to get a book called The Call of Soul, I'll send you one. Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I will send you a little book. And it's just a sweet little book. It also has a CD in there that can teach you how to sing the hue, which has been sung for thousands of years. A lot of different spiritual paths have sung the hue, which is a love song to God, well, forever. And Hakankar is now just the spiritual path that is bringing this back out into the world since about 1960, but it doesn't belong to a particular spiritual path. It belongs to everybody. It's a God thing. So let's see. I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, 5. I'm going to get these out today. Yeah, I think we got 5 Call of Soul books going out. I'm going to get them out today. I'm planning to do that, go to the post office. And I have about 9 or 8 of them. So if a couple more of you would like to get on this shipment and get this little cool little book, and I think you'll enjoy it, just email me now, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I can get you out with this shipment. I get them 10 at a time, and I'll get some more. Okay, let's see. Let me take a drink of water, and we'll continue for a while as long as you participate. Wow, I needed that. Hi, Patrick. I went to Dr. Grasso this past fall. He was the only doctor who ever figured out what was wrong with me, so I could get it taken care of. Can't wait to hear him on the show. Also, for the lady with sleep issues, Dr. John Bergman has a lot of cool stuff on sleep on YouTube. He might be a fun guest. He's a chiropractor. So to this emailer, where is Dr. Grasso? Is he in Chicago with Dr. Lena Garcia? And what did he find with you? I'm curious. Why don't you call in, Linda? Are you shy? 888-663-6386 email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I will see what we can find with Dr. Beagleson. Since inadequate oxygen levels cause a buildup of lactic acid and necrosis, 2 steroid hormones flush it out, digoxin and wobenine. Oh, yeah. These are made in the adrenal glands from cholesterol. They're also extracted from plants, digoxin from foxglove and wobenine from strophanthinus. Yeah, cool. You know that sulfur helps to bring oxygen to the cells. It's one of the reasons why people like sulfur. So that can help with excess lactic acid. I guess we solved the kidney thing or not. I have no idea. Okay, what else we got here? I got my notes. Let's see.